Bickley and Murata. See or no? We or nah? Yay or nay?
Jarrett Carlin, oh Jarrett Carlin. What do you have for
Wherefore art thou, Jarrett Carlin?
Yes.
I'll start with one that just popped up here. Jalen Hurts is transferring to Oklahoma.
I'm sorry he hurts.
Yes. Jalen.
Is he willing?
I was just talking to an Oklahoma fan yesterday about that possibility.
Yeah. How about that?
Yeah.
So, with the two starting quarterbacks in the championship game also returning next year, yay or nay, at least three of the four same teams will be in the playoffs next year.
Oh, yay.
Well, hold on. Notre Dame is not going to be there.
Alabama, Clemson, and Oklahoma.
And next year it'll be Georgia. It's their turn.
But the other three, you think
will
be?
Yes, yes. I will agree with that, yes.
It's Arizona State just on the outside.
They'll be the
I'll take that.
The
there you
Bowl,
go. I like the Alabama, Clemson, Oklahoma, and ASU.
Sure.
Perfect.
Somebody out west, finally. All right. A lot of talk about the future of Antonio Brown. Could he come to Arizona, maybe? And the future of Larry Fitzgerald. Will he return to Arizona? Yay or nay, when all is said and done, when both retire? Antonio Brown will be known as having a better career than Larry Fitzgerald.
Nay. No
way. I'm going to say the numbers might be up there, but I'm going to say nay as well.
Not just the numbers, but the playoffs. The numbers also.
The clutch performances.
People are going
But I'm saying for Antonio Brown, we'll have one more than Larry probably.
Yes, but it's really hard to shake that label that he is kind of bestowed upon himself, or earned the reputation of having anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Larry Fitzgerald, on the other hand, has the least amount of diva of any receiver that's ever played the game.
And that's what completes this. That's what completes the cycle here. It's not just Antonio Brown and what he's done to his own legacy and his image, but you juxtapose that to Larry Fitzgerald, who is just off the charts in terms of being respected, doing things the right way. It doesn't matter how many rings Antonio Brown has compared to Fitz. Fitz will have had the better career.
I agree. Do you guys think that Aaron Rodgers is the best quarterback of this era?
Yay.
Yay.
Better than Tom Brady?
Yay.
Okay. Yay or nay, if Drew Brees wins his second Super Bowl this year, you will put him ahead of Rodgers and Brady of this era?
Nay. Drew Brees is really good at doing what he does, and that is throwing incredibly accurate passes on time. Aaron Rodgers gives you the whole package.
It's such a nuanced conversation, but I would say nay. His resume becomes better than Aaron Rodgers' resume. Nobody's resume matches up with Tom Brady's, but if I was picking a quarterback, I would pick Brady and Rodgers over Brees. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's the difference between skill level and resume.
Yeah.
And that's what it boils down to for me for Drew Brees.
So your
Drew Brees always needs a really good team to be an elite quarterback. He doesn't lift a mediocre team up the way
Aaron Rodgers really didn't do that this year, and he's failed to do it in the past.
Well, I would argue that he hasn't taken him to the Super Bowl and won Super Bowls. But he's lifted pretty mediocre teams.
Okay.
That's my opinion.
Okay.
All right. The Clemson National Championship football team was treated to a feast of, at best, lukewarm, probably cold fast food. Yay or nay, the best hot food that you can eat cold is pizza.
Nay, I hate cold pizza.
You and I are a complete alignment on that.
Hate it.
I cannot stand
I agree with
cold
you, too, because the cheese gets hard and
congealed
like
congealed and gross.
Right. So what is the answer?
I think one of the grossest things I see people do is they order pizza at night, and then they leave it out all night, and then they
that's not a good idea.
Eat it for breakfast.
That's
dairy. Very proud
it's
of
disgusting.
People. Should not be doing that.
Yeah.
So what is good?
What is a hot food that you could eat cold?
Hmm.
Leftover Chinese food.
No.
It's all gross.
Burrito.
It's all gross cold.
Chocolate chip cookies, Jarrett.
When they cool off.
Yeah.
When they assume room temperature.
They're still better, though.
They're still pretty good. Yeah, I don't know if I have an answer to that one.
I can't think of anything that Because I'm always one, the cold pizza is something I'm just like, why do people like that?
Yeah,
I can't think of anything.
I don't even like room temperature food. I always like food that's hot. I think is way, way, way better.
And I'm like that
too. I don't like very hot food either.
See, I do. There are people.
I do too.
There are people who can go through a drive-thru and get food and drive 10 minutes home with it. I can't do that. I need to eat it.
I feel it's like it's a race with. In fact, I'll even like take out like a glass of water before I leave so that when I get there, I can just start eating when I get home. Yeah, people eat cold spaghetti. Like,
ugh.
All right. Dave Burns started off his show yesterday with this.
On this for Tuesday afternoon. On this for Tuesday afternoon.
It turned into a fruit
fun.
Tuesday.
Yeah,
that's what it turned into.
Right, so it turned into a fruit Tuesday, and they had a poll. They each said what their favorite fruit was, and they had a poll of which the great best fruit is. Yay or nay, the best, most delicious fruit is a peach.
No way.
What is the best fruit?
To me, it's not even close. I love cantaloupe.
Really?
You don't like cantaloupe?
I like it.
Oh my goodness.
As long as it's
good cantaloupe.
If it's cold and refreshing.
Now, you don't want the cantaloupe at an all-you-can-eat breakfast buffet, because then you got fruit flies flying all over it. And that's what you want to eat that cold. You want that cantaloupe cold.
Nay for me, and it's definitely a nay on cantaloupe.
Yeek.
Probably, I like honeydew melon better than cantaloupe.
I love grapes. Love them.
That's such a boring answer.
It is boring.
What? Red grape? Green grape or black purple grape?
I prefer red.
No.
Vinny was eating these things called artisan apples the other day. Know what they were called?
Opal apples. Yeah. I bought some more yesterday.
Have you ever had a lychee nut?
No.
Oh, yes.
Delicious.
I love those. Yeah.
Or a pomegranate?
Eh,
pain in the ass to
I'll take the lychee fruit, but not the pomegranate.
Oh, boy. What do we got here? Okay. Have you heard of... I got a whole bunch left. We only have like time for one more. Have you heard of this new show that's sort of the sensation called Tidying Up with, I think, Marie Kondo is her name, or Mary Kondo?
No.
It's this lady. She goes into people's houses. She goes through their closets, their rooms, and declutterifies them, throws stuff out. Does this bring you joy, she says. If not, get rid of it. Yay or nay, there is something that you have too much of that you, I wouldn't say hoard, but you have clutter in one certain area that you probably need to get rid of.
One certain area?
What are some ones?
Every time I move, I discover that 90% of the crap that I pack up to move is just stuff that I move with me that I never use.
And I'm the exact opposite. Okay, I am such a minimalist, and I don't buy anything for myself. I live with a family of slobs. I have got clutter, and I can't stand it, Jared. It drives me insane.
Oh, right.
The one thing that I am, like, fastidious about is just I don't want stuff everywhere. I don't own stuff.
I'm like, my wife is kind of messy that way.
Pack radish?
Let's leave stuff. We have a big island in our kitchen, and just we both kind of just leave stuff around. And so that whenever we have to, like, clean up, it's a whole day thing just instead of just keeping it. But you don't have anything, nothing old memorabilia, nothing from your years at the newspaper,
articles? Yeah, no, I do. I've got boxes and boxes of newspaper articles in my garage. I don't know what to do with them because it's my work history dating back to 1985. But
1985!
But they're newspaper. What I'm saying is...
The Libyans!
What do I do with them?
You got to take them to some place so they could digitize them. Put it on a mini disc or
And what am I going to do with that?
Well, then you'll still have it, but it'll take up this much room instead of a whole garage.
But am I ever going to read them again? These are the questions I ask myself. It's like, what is the value of that?
Well, I mean, I'm the same. Like, I once collected DVDs. I have hundreds and hundreds of DVDs, and yes, they're all bad movies for anybody that asks.
Of course,
but they're just sitting in boxes. I don't even use a DVD player anymore. I've not popped one in forever. All right, that's yay or nay. We do it every Wednesday here on the show.